Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. In an article entitled Glad News for Muslims, Dan Wooding presented this on CBN.com saying, an Egyptian-born attorney now living in the United States has released a book aimed at sharing the gospel with Muslims called Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. It is written in a scholarly style and is aimed at Muslims who know their Quran. The late Chuck Smith, former senior pastor of Calvary Chapel of Costa Mesa, said this, this book does an excellent job in relating the whole substance of the gospel to Muslims against the background of their own beliefs. Pastor Chuck and Dan Wooding is speaking of no other than the author, Sammy Tanego. Sammy is with us today to share in this pre-recorded interview. And that's why we pause here for a moment, just to remind you the reason why the Lord has enabled us to have this time with Sammy, to share with you one of the great needs and opportunities that exist among us today, is really the heart of Christ. And the heart of Almighty God is a heart of love for all people, including you. Whatever you're faced with, whatever you're going through, to know how much God loves you, that He indeed knows you, and that whatever burden you may be carrying that seems so hard to bear, that with Christ's help, you can carry it because the Lord enables you to lift it. And that's why the relationship with God means oh so much. And it's possible because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross for you and for me. He died on the cross, shed His precious blood on that cross. He died on the cross for our sins. Shed His blood on the cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, oh dear friend, Jesus Christ was raised from the grave. He is alive today, calling you to Himself. He's called my friend Sammy Tanego, and Sammy has been used of the Lord to share the gospel, the good news of Christ to many, many around the world, particularly our Muslim friends. And so now, I turn your attention, turn your heart, as I introduce my friend and go in to this pre-recorded interview done especially for you. Sammy Tanego was born and raised in Egypt, where he worked as an attorney before he came to the United States in 1980. He studied Islamic law and Islamic religion, and he is now today working with Muslims and has been doing so to share the love of Jesus Christ with them. He's the author of the book, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, published by Good Shepherd World Evangelism Ministries. And we've got Sammy by telephone to share heart-to-heart with us about his great and impactful ministry. Sammy, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It's a joy to be with you. Just quickly, the book was published long time ago by Good Shepherd, and then now it's published by Glad News for Muslims Ministry.
Oh, okay. Well, then your ministry. The name of your ministry, yes.
Yeah, Biblical took it, and then Biblical gave it to us again. So, yeah.
Wonderful. And I know it's been translated into different languages.
11, yeah. God blessed it, translated to 11 different languages, and God is using it in many parts of the world to equip believers and the leaders, and also to bring many Muslims to Christ. Actually, I just got a email from SEND International Mission Organization. Mm-hmm. They want to have the right to translate it to Russian again, because it was translated to Russian, but I revised it in the past couple of years, and they want to translate the revised edition and have the right to distribute it. So God is using it, and I'm very grateful for that.
Sammy, take us back to your growing up years. I want to know how the Lord has given you such a heart for our Muslim friends.
Yeah, Danny, it came so natural, and you know, that's a good question. I was born and raised in Egypt with Muslims, my neighbors, and we play together soccer, and we go to the beach in the Red Sea, Suez Canal, and I came to love them. And then during law school years, I became born again Christian, and immediately I start sharing Jesus with my friends in law school. And then after I graduated and start working as a defense lawyer in my father's legal firm, many of my friends became lawyers and judges and police officers. So we continue our friendship and to have fun and play soccer and go to the beaches and all that. And I could not help it but start telling them what happened to me, especially that many of them, I discovered that they are God-conscious people. They believe in the Creator, and they actually, many of them, want to live a clean life and a good life, and they want to please God. But, of course, they need the right information so they can have the right relationship with God.
How did you mentioned that you became a believer. How did that happen?
I became a believer, my brother, well, first of all, most people assume that I was a Muslim, but actually I was not a Muslim. My wife was a Muslim, and then she became a Christian, and, you know, she has her own story, and they put her in prison in Egypt for her faith in Christ. But for me, I was born in a nominal Christian family, and my brother was in a medical school, and he started talking to me about Jesus. I told him I don't have time for Jesus or God. My last school exams are coming and I need to pass. Leave me alone. He said, you don't understand. God can help you pass your last school exam. I told him, okay, I'm listening. And he started saying, but you promise if God helps you to search for him and to consider him in your life. I told him, okay. So I passed all exams by good grades, which meant a reward from my father, who is, you know, a lawyer. And he told me, it's time to fulfill your promise. My medical school, Christian Club, is going to Alexandria by the Mediterranean Sea, and they're going to have fun, and they're going to talk about God. Go with them. And, you know, I went with them, and I spent 6 days with genuine believers in Jesus Christ and followers. And they changed my whole idea about God and Christianity. They loved me the way I am. They accepted me, even though I was not really acting like a Christian, you know, smoking, was talking to girls only in the conference, and was not interested in attending Bible study, very argumentative. But they loved me. We had fun, and they had a smile in their faces. And their lives were so attractive, and they were humble people, you know, very nice people. It was not like me and my friends, you know, trying to show off how cool we are, you know, look at me. No, they were not like that. They were easily admit their mistakes when they make a mistake, and they were really genuine people, and they all shared the same experience. When they put their faith in Jesus, they became a children of God, and their lives changed, and they experienced God's forgiveness. And, you know, law school makes you analytical. I came from a very analytical family. Most of my family in the legal profession, actually, Danny, you can pray for my older brother. He is the chief judge of the Supreme Court now in Egypt. And we always try to pursue the truth and find evidence and all that. So God convinced me. God told me these people are not lying. First, they don't have any motive to lie. Second, they are not emotionally disturbed people looking for something to do. They are in medical school, Christian Club, and many of them from nice families, educated family, and wonderful people. And they they also have a life, a character, a spirit that proves that something spiritual or heavenly happened to them that made them wonderful people that are different than you and your friends. And then the last day of the conference, I was taking the stairs. They actually convinced me to attend the Bible study. And I wanted to take a good look at the Mediterranean from the second floor. And then I heard a beautiful song while I was taking the stairs about the greatest love story ever told, the greatest person ever loved. He forgave those who tortured him and loved his enemies and died for those who crucified him. And it's like in a few seconds, Danny, the Holy Spirit penetrated my heart, brought tears out of my eyes, and God told me this story is true. If you reject my love, you will not be living your life according to the truth, and you will be misguided throughout your life, basing your life on the wrong principles, and also you will be missing out. You will not experience the most awesome thing that can happen to your life, Sammy, which is my love and salvation. So that basically, that it changed me, and a couple of months later, I repented, and I was born again, thank God, February 1976.
A warm-hearted, honest, to the point reflection of his own conversion experience, the process of what went on in his own heart at a young age. An attorney in Egypt, comes from a family of attorneys, and yet the Lord penetrated his heart with the grace and love in ways that only God can do. And that's why today, my dear friend, as we share in this time together, number one, the Lord is working, moving, touching your heart because of his great love for you. Whatever your background, whatever your interests, passions, or even negligence, the Lord cares for you. And he also, number two, has a heart for our Muslim friends. Maybe you're a Muslim or you have a Muslim background or you know of someone. Sammy Tenego will be back to share more heart to heart with us. You don't want to miss this now, okay? So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Of the world's population, 20.7% are Muslims and Islamic. Islam is the fastest growing world religion today. Muslims are one of the least evangelized people groups in the world, and yet it is estimated that only 4% of the Western missionary force is endeavoring to reach Muslims, who comprise at least 37% of all the evangelized peoples of the world. This comes from Sammy Tenago and his book called Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, and also depicted in an article presented on CBN.com by Dan Wooding. Staggering statistics, aren't they? So what are we to do? Are we to pretend that they are not there and continue to go on with our lives as though all is well? Or do we face the facts and bear down on the responsibility that we have, that God has given to us? Perhaps it's one of those things where it's beyond the scope of the radar of your life. It seems like a world away. But in reality, it's not that far away. These are dear ones who are loved by God, who are becoming part of our lives, part of your life, my life. So let's listen to our friend Sammy Tenago as he has given his life to not only reaching Muslims, but also equipping others to do the same in the name of Jesus Christ. And here we are, going back now to a pre-recorded interview with none other than Sammy Tenago.
The most awesome thing that can happen to your life, Sammy, which is my love and salvation. So that basically, that it changed me, and a couple of months later, I repented, and I was born again, thank God, February 1976.
A man born again, a lawyer in Egypt, come from a legal family. Now, Sammy, your heart is such to want to reach as many of our Muslim friends as God will enable and allow. What are some of the greatest challenges that someone in an American culture, with an American background, with more of a, you know, a general background, a Protestant type of background, what are the challenges in their understanding when it comes to reaching out to our Muslim friends?
Okay, that's a great question, Danny. Again, now, there is many challenges and many obstacles, and that's why when I talk to a pastor and I notice that he is not interested in equipping his people, his fellowship, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, you know, I always tell him, no, this is God's will. Ephesians 4, verse 11 and 12, God want to equip your church, actually his church, your fellowship, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, even though most of your neighbors are not Muslims, but God wants his church to be ready for divine appointment. So let me answer that question, but I wanted to make a point that it's very important question that you are trying to help our audience with, because I notice that most of the churches in America don't have any idea or even motivation to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. So one of the biggest challenges is theological. Muslims are born and raised with objections and questions about the Christian faith. Muslims don't understand that Jesus is divine, Jesus is God made manifest in the flesh. Don't understand how can we call Jesus the Son of God. And the Quran told them, how can God have a son without having a wife? Muslims don't understand, how can God love his son and watching him being murdered? You know, they asked me many times, if you are a father, you saw a bunch of criminals killing one of your children, wouldn't you go to rescue your son? Don't you love your son? That's what a good loving Heavenly Father would have done if Jesus is his son. So Muslims have sincere questions. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by the Trinity? Can you explain it? Why Trinity? God is one, you know, and so forth. So one of the biggest challenge the Christian need to know the best answers to these important questions. And the Christian need to have the right approach, because the approach is a challenge. You know, I talked many times, on the radio, and yeah, actually I have a regular radio program through K-Wave, Calvary mm-hmm. Chapel, in my hometown, Orange County, California. And we have two programs, one 15 minutes every week, and and 10 programs, 2 minutes, just to educate the church. And somebody, you know, sent me email, and he said, when I see Muslims, I attack Allah, and I tell them God is not Allah. And, you know, we had many conversations with this person just to convince him that Allah is not the name for the deity of Islam. Allah is simply the Arabic word for God. I told him, you are using the wrong approach. You are not going to help your Muslim friend or please God by attacking the word he used for God. And he said, no, our Christian leaders told us this is a pagan word, this is used for pagan. I told him, listen, I call God Allah. I am an Arabic Christian. I am an Egyptian Christian. The word Allah does not only exist in the Quran, but it exists in the Bible. All Christian Arabs and even Jewish Arabs, hundreds of years before Muhammad was born, called God Allah, and they still call God Allah in the Arabic country. So don't convince me that we cannot use the word Allah. So that's one of the challenges, the approach. The Christian has to have the right approach, the most loving approach, that the approach that will actually build common ground with Muslims. And, you know, when we talk about this approach, I mean, we should use it with anybody. Anybody that doesn't know Jesus, not only Muslims. And then the Christian has to have the right answers to their questions, the right answers to their objections. So that's, you know, some of the challenges that facing the church in America today.
Sammy, let's answer that question. If a Muslim friend says, how can a loving God allow his own son, his beloved son, to be murdered? How would you answer that?
Yes. Well, you know,
how would we answer that?
Yeah, and I'm going to answer it briefly. I was speaking the weekend services at One Love Ministries, Pastor Waxer, and
yes.
I mentioned that to them. You know, I hope the audience will get this presented. But briefly, we know from studying the Quran and the Islam that Muslims are commanded to follow the faith of Abraham. And Muhammad and Muslims are commanded to take Abraham's life as an example to follow. So we ask Muslims. And, you know, according to Islam, Abraham is the prototype of the true religion to come. Abraham is the father of all true believers, and he's a friend of God, you know, many, many things. And the commandment to sacrifice his son is recorded. So we ask Muslims, well, how about the prophet Abraham? One day he was taking his son in one hand and a knife to butcher him with the other.
Mm-hmm.
Was he a good prophet? Was he a good father? When God told us in the Bible, do not kill, certainly not your innocent child. He was about to kill his son. And Muslims say, no, that was different. Well, how different?
Mm-hmm.
He was about to kill his son had not God stopped him. And then you are giving Muslims a chance to think about it. And you are stimulating a process of thinking, and now you're starting where they are at. And then Muslims will agree with you that if Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son to God, then he proved beyond any doubt that he has perfect sacrificial love for God. And we tell Muslims, wow, I'm glad you agree with me, because that's exactly what God wants us to discover from his word and from the story of Abraham, because we read about God in Romans 5:8, God manifested, demonstrated his own love toward us while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And, you know, we can go on and on. I wrote a few chapters about Abraham. Why God asked Abraham to give him his son? Why not give him his money or his sheep or land? Because God knows, and it was a test, that if Abraham was willing to give his son to God, then he proved beyond any doubt that he is willing and ready to give God everything and anything he has. And Muslims will agree with you about this fact, and we tell Muslims, wow, you are very close to discovering what God wants to communicate to you through the story of Abraham. Because the Bible told us about God in Romans 8:32, he who did not spare his own son, but give him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
Sammy Tanago, passionately, clearly, yes, you could tell he has not just an analytical background, but a legal background as an attorney in Egypt. But he has a heart for Muslims. And that's the underlying factor of why I believe God is using him so. So, in a way that will touch you, touch me. But not only that, equip us so that we can reach those whom the Lord loves so much, our Muslim friends. When we come back, Sammy will go further. Hey, here's the thing. The way that he goes about it is not throwing up smoke screens and building barriers or breaking down bridges. With a heart of love, you have to be relational. You have to communicate, gain understanding, and through that understanding, share the message of Christ, which has not changed, will not change, does not change. It's the same message, but with love and grace, using the scriptures, the word of God, understanding where our Muslim friends are coming from, what they're thinking, what their background is, what they've been believing, and how we can communicate with them lovingly, graciously, and with the power of God's Spirit, see them change, see their hearts open, and come to know the love of Christ in a personal way. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. 621. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
The immigration of millions of Muslims to the United States has created a wonderful, unprecedented opportunity for us to tell about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I can think of very few who have the ability in the background to equip us to do just that. I'm thinking today about Sammy Tanego, who has written a book called Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. In fact, you might want to find out more about Sammy Tanego and his dear wife, Hala. Find out more about Sammy and Hala at gladnewsministry.com. That's gladnewsministry.com. He'll be coming to a place near you. And you can find out where and when at gladnewsministry.com. Now, we come back to a pre-recorded interview with Sammy. Open your heart and listen. Be enriched.
He who did not spare his own son, but give him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? You know, and, you know, sometimes I give an example. You know, our ministry need a building, a home for the ministry, to have some offices and volunteer can come and work. Now, let's say somebody donated a building to us, and then I need a chair or a table. Don't you think I can go to that person, Danny, and tell him, well, our ministry need a chair or a table. Can you buy it for us? Of course I can. Mm-hmm. He gave me a building. He's going to give me those less things, like a chair or some pens or, you know, stationery. God gave us his son to prove to us that he is willing and ready to give us the most abundant, awesome life that we can ever have mm-hmm. on earth. Mm-hmm. Of course, provided that we walk with him and we listen to him and, you know, we walk close to him, we will experience this life, and the God one day will share his kingdom for us, with us. And we know all that because the moment we put our faith in Jesus, we became a children of God, and we experienced the forgiveness of our sins. And at that moment, and now we know that God has the best intentions and the most awesome plans for our lives, for you and me, Dan. So we tell Muslims, you know, about these facts, you know, as a starter. So now we are not ignoring their objection. Actually, we are starting where they are at. We are using their beliefs. We are using a powerful emotional story that they believe in, and Muslims are emotional. Mm-hmm. So many times we use stories, parables, illustrations to engage their feelings. You know, I did that throughout my book because I felt God wants me to engage their feelings as much as possible before I present His word. So we are using all that to make a far more powerful presentation of Jesus than any normal presentation would have achieved had we not known anything about their background and beliefs.
Your book title is engaging, and it's uplifting. Glad news. God loves you, my Muslim friend.
Yes, you're right, Danny.
And that's the name of the ministry, too. In fact, gladnewsministry.com, right?
You're
that's
right, Danny.
Someone would get in touch with you. What do you see, Sammy? What do you see the Holy Spirit doing among our Muslim friends around the world today?
You know, Danny, that's another great question, too. I see God is working. God has been working. God is always working to attract people to Himself, to Jesus, including Muslims. And, you know, I can talk to you a lot about that. You know, we have limited time, but let me try to speak quick, mention to you a couple of things. You know, God is working through the fact that Muslims has been against each other. You know, for example, just take the past 25 years alone. Millions of Muslims are killing each other, and right now, millions of Muslims are against each other, attacking each other verbally and physically, and Muslims has been discovering more than ever that their leaders, many of them are criminals and corrupt, and they suppress them, deny them human rights, and they are liars, and the religious leaders failed to give them answers to life's most important questions and failed to give them peace and unity and love among themselves. That's why we need the unity of the body of Christ, and we need to love each other more than ever. And they knew that Islam failed to give them eternal security. And the Muslims are questioning everything right now and looking for a loving family and really looking for answers, especially young Muslims, educated and the world just being communicating so many valuable facts to them through internet, and they are actually rebelling against their leaders. You know, we saw that happen in many countries. And the Muslims are searching for the truth. So that's one thing, that God is using this event to create more thirst and hunger in the Muslim heart and to make them ready to listen to our message. Now, two, you heard about the Passion of Christ. A rumor got out there that it's anti-Semitic, because it shows that the Jews crucified Jesus. Actually, Jewish leaders protested, objected against the movie. Anyway, that made many of the Muslim leaders excited about the movie, and they told their people, go watch what the bad Jews, you know, the bad Israelis have done to the good prophet Jesus. And I got a report from my friends, the missionaries in Muslim countries. They told me they allowed the movie to be seen in theaters, you know, and houses and so forth. And I got a report that they were crying like babies. And the talk of Muslim towns for weeks and months was about Jesus. Remember, again, Muslims are emotional. You know, unlike Americans, you know, I used to work for the government. My boss sent me to take a class, how you control your feelings. You know, I told her I don't need that class. I came from emotionally stable family. Why do you want me to take that class? You know, you're my boss. I'm going to take it, but why? Mm-hmm. And she said, well, you express your feelings so much. I told her, well, I thought that's good in communication. So you know how I feel? And she said, no. Actually, we are not interested in knowing how you feel. Sammy, you came here to do a job, and just do your job and leave. You know, I cried for 2-3 days. you know, in America, your boss can drink coffee with you and smile and have a nice conversation, and next day you are fired. That happens to me before. So, you know, and Muslims are not like that. If your boss want to fire you, he's going to fight with you or yell at you, or you're going to see him very upset before he fires you. I mean, they are emotional. Mm-hmm. So God used the most extreme emotional method, the passion of Christ, and he penetrated tens of millions of Muslim hearts to make them feel his love and salvation. That's, you know, a couple of things God is doing to prepare the soil, to prepare the ground, to prepare the Muslim world. You know, in Egypt, my country, you know, we were praying that the Muslim Brotherhood nominee will not be elected. You know, God did not answer our prayer, and we said, oh, bummer, Egypt, our beloved country, is going to go down. And then God allowed the fanatic Muslims to join him, and they ruled the country for 1 year. They persecuted Christians, burned churches, killed some Christians, kidnapped Christian girls, and they actually persecuted also many moderate Muslims. And the Christians, you know, when we are persecuted, you know, we are used to in Egypt to do what? To humble ourselves, to cry to God, and put our faith in God alone. That's what we do all our lives in Egypt. We don't expect help from the government or from anybody. We expect help from God. Mm-hmm. And the Christians did that more than ever during the Muslim Brotherhood reign. Mm-hmm. And of course, when we do that, we know what God does. Mm-hmm. God filled the church with the Holy Spirit, forgave the sins of the church, and the church united. And they were able, through the presence of the Holy Spirit, to love their enemies. They loved the Muslims, and they spoke well about Muslims and about Muslim Brotherhood, and they prayed for them, and they had many radio interview, you know, like the one you are doing with me right now, and many TV interview, and they said, we forgive them for killing our sons or kidnapping our daughters, but we don't want them to die unrepentant, because if they did not repent, they will not see the kingdom of God. We want them to repent, and God will forgive them for burning our church. Or and you know what happened, Danny? The average Muslim was able to compare the words and actions of the Muslim Brotherhood with the words and actions of the church, of the believers in Jesus, that were being purified and filled with God's Spirit. And they saw in the fanatic Muslims and Muslim Brotherhood hate, and they saw at the Christian side love. And wow, they saw judgment at the Muslim Brotherhood, and then they look at the Christians, and they saw grace. And you get the idea. Mm-hmm. Harshness, gentleness. So God is working. God is working.
Sammy, we've got a minute left. Give us a parting shot, a word of encouragement to our dear listeners with regard to reaching and relating with our Muslim friends.
You know, I encourage you, I encourage you to pray that God will get the attention of your pastor, because probably many believers are listening right now. Pray for your pastor, because the pastors in America do so many wonderful things. But unfortunately, so far, they haven't had much time to equip their fellowship to witness effectively to Muslims. So pray that God will equip your church and equip you to be ready to give an answer to every Muslim that asks you the reason for the hope that you have. First Peter. And I am available. You know, consider me your missionary, you know, and consider me, God sent me to America to equip as many churches as possible. And Danny Yamashiro, you know, inviting me to equip you, to help you. So we don't have much time now, but you can call me, email me. And I am coming to Hawaii again. I would love to equip your church or meet with your leaders. You know, just to do whatever you can to be ready and be prepared to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. Actually, Muslims start growing in Hawaii, and they are visiting Hawaii every summer, you know, they, for vacation, and the Muslims are growing all over the world. Just tell your pastor, every four persons living in the world today, one of them is a Muslim, mm-hmm. and Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Oh. So it is God's will to equip every church in America to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, even if you don't know any Muslims right now, like an army unit is not fighting right now, but God wants the army unit to be prepared and equipped so the general can use the army unit when the time comes. God wants you to be ready and equipped. So when he provides a divine appointment, you will take the advantage of it and you will make the most out of the opportunity that God is giving you. And who knows, maybe a few Saudi princes, Muslim Arab princes will visit Hawaii to enjoy vacation mm-hmm. and meet one of the people in your church, and they come to Christ and they impact their Muslim country. You just never know yes. how much God wants to use your life and your church to share Jesus effectively to Muslims, with Muslims. And I am grateful for a guy like Danny Yamashiro that is in harmony with God's heart and takes the time to interview me and to care about you, to care about equipping you to witness effectively to Muslims. Thank you, Danny.
And Sammy, thank you. Thank you for this moment. And like you said, though brief, there is seeds that are planted, seeds that are growing in us developing a greater awareness and a conviction and being moved and motivated by the heart that the Lord is giving you, that a heart that we ought to have, that we need to have, and that I believe God is bringing that out in and through us, and it's the equipping that's so necessary, and that's why this time has been incredibly valuable. I know we're just scratching the surface, but there's much more depth, and so let's continue to move forward. Let's move forward together. Continue to in the faithfulness of your ministry. And again, I want to encourage all our listeners to connect with you at gladnewsministry.com. That's Sammy Tanego, gladnewsministry.com. Sammy, thank you so much for being with us. And I'm very grateful for you. Thank you, my dear friend.
It is a joy to know you, Danny. Thank you.
Sammy, okay, now... That was a pre-recorded interview with Sammy Tanego, an expert in reaching our Muslim friends, an author, a speaker. You might want to find out more, and to do so, find out more. Maybe you might even want to invite him to come and speak at your church, or have him come and do a seminar at your church. It might be here in Hawaii, it might be in another state. Wherever you are listening and hearing this broadcast, hey, this is a great opportunity for you as a pastor, as a leader, speak among yourselves, collaborate, even among churches. Maybe you want to gather a group of churches together. This is a way to strategically plan and equip people in your fellowship or the collection of your fellowships, your churches, your congregations, and prepare them to more effectively reach build relationships with their Muslim friends, neighbors, co-workers, and bring them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Sammy Tanego is with us. When we come back, more with Sammy of another aspect on his ministry, and a few closing thoughts. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, namelessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Tinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, an expert like Sammy Tanego is certainly able to elaborate and elucidate the points of connection that are necessary in communicating lovingly, graciously to our Muslim friends. And he's an equipper, not only an evangelist, but an equipper and a lawyer. As we come back to this last segment of our time with him in our previously recorded interview, this particular segment, we want to do something a little different. This section will be taken from gladnewsministry.com, which is their ministry website, Sammy and Hala Tanego, and a YouTube series that was put together with Pastor Tim Brown, who interviewed Sammy. And in this particular segment, Pastor Brown asks a question about the various translations. Hey, a Muslim may ask you this. Why are there so many translations in your Bible? Speaking about the Christian Bible, the one that we use, why so many translations? Perhaps this is even a question that you have heard someone else ask in their search of finding the truth. What does the Bible really say? What does it mean? And what is the gospel? Not only Muslims may ask this question, but friends of yours on various levels. Well, here Sammy Tanego actually gives his answer to this question. And after he's done, we'll come back and we'll wrap up the show with some final thoughts, comments. So now here, this presentation, answering that question, here's Sammy Tanego.
You know, as you know, Pastor Tim, most of the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, New Testament in Greek. Well, converting these languages into any other language or into English is considered a translation, to translate the book from the original manuscript language to a different language. Now, we acknowledge the credibility of a translation as long as it communicates the meaning in the original manuscript. So, they are good translations as long as they are in harmony with the original language. Now, with the passage of time, words slowly fall in and out of use. Mm-hmm. And these translations, different translations of the Bible, with the contemporary language that people use, help people to understand the teaching of the Word of God. And we have different translations. One translation focuses on the original words in the original language, mm-hmm. but another translation focuses on what is the original words mean, mm-hmm. the meaning of the verse or the meaning of the passage. And of course, the original manuscript of the Bible is known as autograph. So again, a translation or a copy is authoritative only to the extent that it accurately reproduces the autograph. So, you know, we have only one Bible.
Yeah. So when you talk with Muslims, is this a big sticking point with them? Is this used by them to disqualify the Bible?
Yeah, they try to use that, or they think that because there are many Bibles with different words, then they can't be the Word of God. The Word of God is changing. Because the Quran in Arabic considered to Muslims the actual Word of God, word by word. So when they look at our Bibles and they see different words, they say, oh, look, this Bible is different than this one. This, but actually, we have only one original biblical manuscript, as we explained, and we don't recognize any translation if it does not convey and communicate the original teaching and the meaning of the original language. And also, we want to mention that a typo mistake or a mistranslated passage or verse does not mean that the Bible is corrupted. Mm-hmm. Exactly as a scratch in a Mercedes car does not mean that the car is not Mercedes.
Right.
It's a Honda. No,
yeah.
It's a Mercedes, but there is a scratch.
Sammy and Pastor Tim Brown go on. In fact, you can find out more of what they say at gladnewsministry.com. I would encourage you to take some time to listen, because when you delve into questions, tough questions, and then how to answer them, as Sammy Tenego does, it just buttresses you, meaning it builds you up, it builds me up, it strengthens and prepares us more in our deep level of understanding and our ability to communicate. And that's what he's all about. And so Sammy Tenego has been our guest today in this special edition of the Good Life program. And so I hope you've been encouraged and inspired by Sammy Tenego. Again, find out more at gladnewsministry.com. Hey, God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with your Muslim friend and any friend and family member. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus to help us with your financial support, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. John 10:16 says, I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Sammy Tenego. Find out more at gladnewsministry.com. And until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.